I didn't know what to do for my honors research requirement, and I went in to see my teacher because I had absolutely no idea, and she told me, if you don't absolutely love it, you're going to hate every minute of it. And so she asked me what I was passionate about. She asked me what I wanted to do in life and just kind of some of the things that make my heart beat. And so I sat there and told her and my advisor about what I want to do in life and just my heart for people. And my advisor ended up telling me, I have the perfect place for you. And it's actually something that I need to do and could use help with. So I immediately agreed. She told me about Midwives for Haiti and everything that they do for the Haitian people and the sustainability of it, which I automatically loved. And so it was just the perfect fit for me.
When you were telling your advisor, your teacher, about what you were passionate about, I imagine some of that conversation involved something you've been doing since you were in your mid-teens, early teens.
Yes. I've been going on mission trips since I was 14. And I really am thankful for that because it kind of opened my eyes to the whole world. And I got to see how many people don't have what we have. And they don't even know that it exists. And so when I was growing up, I always knew that I wanted to bring help to those people. And I didn't really know what that would look like. But my mother is a nurse, and she tried to get me to be a nurse forever. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. And then one day, I just realized that that was a really great way to help people and bring this hope, this help to those people that don't have anything. And so ever since I was a little kid, I've just had a heart for people who don't have what we have. And they die of diseases that could be prevented, and especially in this case, children and mothers are dying during childbirth or right after childbirth for things as simple as education on how to eat healthy when you're pregnant, and those are just easy things that we could take care of. And so I definitely love humanitarian effort, especially, like I said, sustainable things. Helping the Haitian people help themselves so that if our programs cease to exist one day, it would still have an impact, because when we teach the Haitians midwifery, they then become teachers. And something I've learned a lot about through my research is that the Haitian people or any local person is so much more effective at changing the community than an American that comes in and tries to fix things.
What will your work now with this research project do?
My work with this research project, I'm creating an orientation so that volunteers who hear of Midwives for Haiti and desire to go help, they will receive my module, or our module actually, and it will tell them all the cultural differences. It will tell them the trip logistics. It will tell them what their role is. And the goal of my module is that it will make the volunteers with Midwives for Haiti more effective by defining their role, by telling them things that they should expect. A lot of the things are differences in healthcare in Haiti, because the people who present at the hospital have such different difficulties than people here in the United States. And then when you're there, they have different technology, they have different remedies. And so it's a lot about cultural differences in hospitals to help them be more effective and just in general be better teachers.
So just sort of a primer on what to expect when
Yes.
you get there, how to make it easier.
It's an overview of everything you would need to know. And I think it's really great that I haven't been to Haiti and I'm not a midwife. I'm still a student. So I know the basics, but I don't know everything there is to know. So in making this module, I'm an outside person. I'm just like anybody else that walks into Midwives for Haiti and says, I'm interested in what you're doing. I have some skill. How can I help?
So that can eliminate jargon. That can eliminate the assumptions that somebody would know that.
Yes, there's actually a huge gap in the information that they have right now, which is what primarily my job is to collect everything they have right now that they give to orientation and to look for gaps that the normal person wouldn't understand because the people who make it work for Midwives for Haiti. So I think it's great that I've never been, and I hope to go one day, but not until my project is done.
When you were younger and you went on these mission trips, was it with family, with a faith group?
Yes, it was with my church. And not actually my church, but our best friend was the director there. And so we went to Reynosa, Mexico for about 7 years running.
Wow.
Yeah.
Year after year you would?
Year
wow.
after year for 2 weeks at a time. And I just fell in love with the people. We actually worked in what they call a colonia, where the men were the trash collectors, and they would go into town and they would ride around on their carts with their donkeys and pick up trash from the city, and then they would bring it back to their neighborhood, which was actually the town dump. And so these people had absolutely nothing other than what they could scrimmage from the town. And so I was just really amazed at the poverty, but also at the joy that they have, because people who don't have anything really don't know any different a lot of the times. And so it's great to be able to educate them and better their lives, but not necessarily dump something on them. Like you're trying to help them or fix them or give them something that they can't sustain once you leave.
The 20th, which is
next Tuesday.
Yeah, a Tuesday night. There will be a short documentary about Midwives for Haiti.
Yes. At the Fayetteville Public Library on Tuesday the 20th at 6 p.m. in the Walker Room, we're going to be showing a video that just basically demonstrates what Midwives for Haiti is all about, what we do, and how you can get involved. And we're kind of encouraging everyone who's interested in this sort of thing, humanitarian efforts, missions projects, if you're a midwife or anything like that, we're encouraging them to come and just see what we're doing. And my advisor, Kara Osborne, is actually featured in the video. And then we will both be talking, she and I will both be talking a little bit about what we're doing and how people can help.
Is it at all intimidating when your advisor says, oh, it's something I'm passionate about too and I need help? I mean, that means okay.
It is, but it's not, because we have the same heart for it. She's been involved in it a lot longer than I have and knows her stuff when it comes to anything humanitarian or public health or anything Midwives for Haiti. She's actually on the board. And so it's great to have her there because she understands me a little bit and I understand her a little bit. But at the same time, she's such a great resource for me because she is my professor and she is my advisor. And she just wants to see me succeed. And it's just great that I'm working on a project that will actually be implemented in Midwives for Haiti's program, because I feel like I'm filling a need that they want and just didn't have the manpower to do, but we're eventually going to do. So I love being a part of something that is actually going to be used.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Everyone who's gone through college has worked on projects, many of them, and at the end of the presentation. It's in front of your classmates, in front of the professor or whatever, and then it's done. You get a grade. This has real life implications.
It's fabulous because I know that when I walk away from it, there are volunteers that are going to be seeing my work or a version of it. I'm fine. They're going to change it a bit, I'm sure. But they're going to see a version of my efforts when they're going, but right before they go to Haiti, and then it's going to help them be more effective. And so I know I'm not actually going to Haiti or directly affecting the Haitian people, but I kind of am, and I love that because it's an ongoing effort, and I just love that it's going to be implemented exactly this year, actually. It's fabulous.
Kelly, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.